Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of March 25, 2022 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind and print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Spare times for this issue. We're wrapping up our session two more nights after tonight. Thank you to all who have participated this year, especially to our faithful subs. We already know we will have open spots next week, so don't forget to call in and confirm your availability. And good luck to all the teams still in the NCAA tournament. Congratulations as well to all who won money in Winston-Salem last weekend. I believe we took home money in every category, including first place in teams. Thanks to Winston for hosting such a great event. This week is week 19 of the season, and for Friday the 25th, the lane assignments and subs are Lane 1, Silver Bullets, Lane 2, Triple Threat, Lane 3, Sharpshooters, Lane 4, Hangmen, Lane 5, Pit Bulls, Lane 6, Midnight Bandits, Lane 7, Rough Riders, Lane 8, Gunslingers. Subs, Dwight Jones in for Reggie Blunt on Lane 4. Steve Sanders in for Dwight Jones on Lane 6. Matt Bowers in for Ginger Rush on Lane 7. And Jonathan Lazenby in for Van McLean on Lane 8. The schedule for March and April is bowling on March 25, then again bowling on April 1 and 8. The Outlaw Tournament will be May 14. Please hold Saturday, April 23 and Saturday, April 30 for possible league activity. More details will be forthcoming. The Outlaw Board of Directors meeting was postponed and is now scheduled for Tuesday, March 29 via a conference call at 7:30 p.m. The call-in number is 712-451-0989 and the access code is 936-964. Followed by the pound sign. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational is scheduled for May 14. Outlaw deadline for entry is Friday, April 8, since that is our last scheduled night to bowl. If you pay and an issue arises, talk to Sharon, and we'll work with you. We just need to get a count. Out-of-town leagues, your deadline for entries to reach us is April 22. You can email me. Please note that my email address has changed. It is now outlawtaxi@gmail.com. The entry fee is $35. We're still working on details for the youth tournament. Stand by for that information. Congratulations go out to Jonathan Lazenby, who was recently accepted into the North Carolina Master Chorale and sang in his first concert last Tuesday evening. The performance also featured the U.S. Army Chorus. The ABBA National Tournament. Information from Tournament Director Sandy McDaniel. I hope everyone is excited about coming to Chicago this year for the 73rd ABBA Tournament. The dates of the tournament are May 26 through May 29. We will be staying at the Marriott Chicago O'Hare Hotel, 8535 West Higgins Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60631. Phone number is 1-800-228-9290, or you can call directly to the hotel, 773-693-4444. The room rate is $105 per night plus taxes, which are 17.4%. People actually are finding it easier to call into the hotel directly at 773-693-4444 to make their reservations. Be sure to say American Blind Bowlers Association in order to receive the group rate. Reservations must be received on or before May 4, 2022 in order to receive the discounted rate. There will be a Chinese auction as usual at the tournament. If you have a few dollars to spare, a gift card to a national store or restaurant that you're not planning to use, or an item that could be auctioned off, would be appreciated. If you have any questions, contact Janice Urkilla at 612-722-3041. If you can send something, the address is Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Urkilla, E-R-K-I-L-L-A, 5253 42nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. The ABBA National Tournament deadline for entry is March 25. The breakdown of entry fees for each event is singles $117, doubles $17, team $17, all events $7, registration $12, total $70. Entry fee for the Masters competition is an additional $20. Since you're reading this after March the 25th, please make sure you get your money to Ginger as soon as possible. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities Scholarships. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. Previous recipients are not eligible. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work, and community activities, honors, ability to express herself or himself in written form, personal motivation, and/or leadership potential. The scholarship must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee via an online application by May 31st, 2022. For questions, contact Lori Millette at 919-324-1128, or you can send an email to her at lori.millette@ncdps.gov. The website for the application form, there's numbers and letters, and all of the letters are lowercase. https://fs12.formsite, formsite.com/7COEGR/LLFHWTQE1P/index.html. This program is designed to provide an investment in the capability of our disability community at large. And now some recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuckwagon Gang. There are two. Oh, my. I don't know which one I like best. I think I like them both. Well, let's start with sweet Alabama pecan, or if you prefer pecan, I like pecan. Sweet Alabama pecan bread. The ingredients, 2 cups of pecans, finely chopped, 1 1/2 cups of self-rising flour, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 cup of vegetable oil, 4 large eggs, beaten, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon salt. To prepare this lovely item, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and lightly grease a 9 by 13 inch baking dish with butter or nonstick spray. In a large bowl, use a wooden spoon to stir together the sugars, white and brown, the eggs and oil until everything is fully incorporated. Stir in the flour and the salt until they are incorporated as well. Then mix in vanilla and fold in the pecans. Pour the batter into a greased baking dish, then place the dish in the oven and bake for 30 to 35 minutes, or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out mostly clean. Remove the dish from the oven, let it cool for at least 15 minutes before slicing, and serving. That sounds good. But then we come to the next one, fried peach pies, or with any kind of dried fruit. Here are the ingredients. For the filling, you need 6 to 7 ounces of dried fruit. That can be peaches, apples, apricots, or some other dried fruit. 1 cup of sugar, 2 cups of water, 1/4 cup butter or margarine, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, which is optional, and also optional, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. I think I like them both in there myself. For the dough, 2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of shortening, and 1/2 cup of milk. You can add a little bit more if you need it. The instructions are that you are to place the dried fruit in a pot and add the water. Bring it to a boil and reduce the heat to a simmer until the fruit is tender. Add other ingredients and then mash them together with a potato masher or a fork. I like that approach. Set it aside while the dough is prepared. In a medium bowl, place the flour and salt and stir them together. Cut in the shortening with a long-tined fork. Add in milk and stir until the dough sticks together. Divide it into 10 portions. Roll each portion out on a floured surface into, let's say a 5 or 6 inch circle. Place 2 tablespoons of filling in each. Wet the edges and fold them over, crimping with a fork. Cook in oil, which has been heated on medium heat, until browned on both sides, turning it as needed. Remove to a paper towel lined plate. Now, if you can let them dry and if you can let them chill a little bit, they'll be good. But if you can't, they're still going to be good. There's no doubt about it. Thank you, Chuck Wagon Gang. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived at the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you, and so long until next time.